countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
There are 9 kinds of water: hard water, raw water, boiled water, salt water, rain water, snow water, filtered water, deionized water, and distilled water. Only one of these kinds of water is fit for you. Distilled water is water which has been turned into vapor so that all its impurities are left behind. Then, by condensing, it is turned back to pure water. It is the only water which is pure. The only water free from all impurities. The choice is clear. Dr. Alan E. Bannock. Order your tabletop water distiller for $139.99. Postpaid, it comes with everything you need to get pure distilled water. Go to superstore.theamericanvoice.com. That's superstore.theamericanvoice.com. Order now.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day or a great work week. It's almost over. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And it's right before the Memorial Day holiday, which I want to wish you all a safe and healthy and fun and happy Memorial Day holiday if you're getting together with family and friends. And, of course, we can't forget our military personnel that have served us so well. In the past and present and soon to be future. So we want to lift them up in prayer and ask God to protect them as we remember their service. Well, we got a great show. We are going to be talking about some pelvic issues. Basically, this whole topic was inspired by our telephone conversation I had today. And so, you know, if you feel like the bottom's falling out, so we're going to cover why you feel that way. Also, as promised, we're going to cover some bone density test information, always helpful. And if we get time, we may cover some topic here on digestive enzymes. We'll just see how the hour rolls there. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our military, always looking out for them in prayer, as well as all of America. We need righteous leaders, so we're going to ask the Lord if he will help us recruit and install, as it were, righteous leaders in every office across this land so we can be one nation under God. It's his will. It will happen. So mind the time. It grows short. Seek his face. Yep. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Well, hey, do you know what's going up there in Canada, in the Quebec region of Canada? Well, apparently the Quebec government is making it illegal to protest against the government, right? Of course, you know, America, we have that thing called the Bill of Rights, which, you know, First Amendment right of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, peaceably assembly. Well, Canada doesn't have that document. The country still has reputation of supporting those rights, but a new piece of legislation from Quebec, their legislator, it's aimed at curbing peaceful protests and is a dramatic departure from the country's history of tolerance and democracy. The legislation bill is called Bill 78, and it wants to get rid of the protest thing. It will impose new limitations and multiple requirements for public demonstrations if there are going to be any approved, while it also stifles, if you will, your assembly, your free speech and assembly. So interesting what's going on there in Quebec. We'll have to keep an eye on that. What else we have? We got Coca-Cola in federal court, apparently. They're not worried, though. The beverage giant Coca-Cola recently was able to dodge a federal claim of false advertising on one of its pomegranate drinks. Minute Maid, which is a subsidiary of Coke, can continue to label one of its drinks pomegranate blueberry, even though it is almost entirely made of apple and grape juice. It contains a paltry 0.3% pomegranate juice and 0.2% blueberry juice. But, you know, the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco dismissed the lawsuit that was filed for false advertising. The FDA has concluded that a manufacturer may name a beverage using the name of the flavoring juice that is not a predominant ingredient by volume. Okay. What else do we have in the quack report? Hey, does your chicken have arsenic in it? Well, probably so. Arsenic in the food supply, and it is probably comes from Pfizer Pharmaceutical. And why are they putting arsenic in the food? Well, it's routinely fed to your poultry, your chickens, because it increases the growth of the chicken. And it also makes the flesh an appetizing shade of pink. Because, you know, what happens is the blood vessels burst, and that's why you get that pink look. Of course, arsenic would eventually kill the chicken, but usually not before it goes to the slaughterhouse. So all arsenic compounds have mutagenic potential and are known as carcinogens. About 9 out of 10 broiler chickens in the United States has been fed arsenic, according to a 2011 industry estimate. Yeah, according to Dr. Michael Greger, MD, and the U.S. Food and Safety Inspection Service, there are alarmingly high levels of arsenic contamination in your broiler chickens that exceed EPA upper limit for arsenic in your water supply by 6 to 9 times. So arsenic really doesn't have any place in the food chain, much less in your dinner table. But thanks to Pfizer Drug, they make a Roxasone that's given to the chickens. It's also in pig feed, and it's also in fertilizer, but it's also on your dinner plate, apparently. The European Union banned this drug in 1999, recognizing it had a public health risk attached to it. Duh. The bottom line is they're putting arsenic in your chickens, your foods, because they make them fatter, tastier, and it does it all quicker. Okay, so it's follow the money. Arsenic has been fed to our chickens to promote growth since 1944. Other stuff found in our feathered friends, we have some superbugs because of the antibiotics they give the chickens. We have antihistamine in the chicken feathers. Basically, it's an ingredient in Benadryl, I guess, so the chickens don't get a cold. Also, Tylenol is in the chicken feathers. Why, I don't know. And the antidepressant Prozac and some caffeine. So what is in that chicken feed? Oh, my goodness. Go organic. Moving along in the Quack Report. Well, let's see. U.S. Senator Rand Paul has a little surprise amendment. Hopefully it'll get pushed through. He'll get some support for it. It is designed to rein in the FDA and its abuses and disarm the FDA from food raids on raw milk farmers and anybody else that grows organic. Yeah. So basically it's to strip the FDA of some of its outrageous shenanigans right now that they've been, you know, propagating in the news. So today the U.S. Senate floor, Senator Rand Paul introduced the amendment to the Food and Drug Administration Use-Free Reauthorization Bill to curb the Food and Drug Administration's overreach and abuse of power. The bill number amendment number is 2143. And Amish farmers can rest assured and sleep easy if it gets some support. Or is it Amish? Amish. Last but not least in the Quack Report, Tokyo is in the news, Japan and the Fukushima thing. They went over there and they tested some of the soil. Apparently radioactive fallout is contaminating the soil. Dangerously high levels of radiation were in the soil in Tokyo, which is located 200 miles from the actual disaster site. According to some analysis of 5 random soil samples that were recently taken by a nuclear expert, Arnie Gruderson, the soil around Tokyo is contaminated with the radiation. During their trip, Gruderson collected samples from a sidewalk, a children's playground, a rooftop, and a patch of moss by the side of the road, and from a lawn at the judicial building. After sending the samples for testing, it revealed that each one had high levels of radioactive cesium, and some of the samples contain high levels of cobalt, and one sample tested positive for uranium. So this isn't looking good despite everything. It's just not looking good. So we're going to have to pray, and pray some more. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. We're going to talk about what happens when the bottom falls out. This is the pelvic area, known as the pelvis floor. Now, at the south pole of the human body is the pelvis, as you know, and this area is an essential box that must carry the weight of its contents. So the pelvic floor muscles are a layer of muscles which support the pelvic organs such as your bowel, bladder, uterus. So your torso is essentially a tote bag for your organs, and the pelvic floor is basically the bottom of the tote bag. So if you have a weak pelvic floor, it is either too loose or too tight, you're about to have the bottom of the tote bag fall out. Yep. Now, as we age, it's important to keep a strong and healthy pelvic floor. And we can do strengthening and stabilizing or stretching and softening exercises to improve this foundation. Now, we want this area to be strong but flexible. So this helps us to avoid loss of energy and bodily function. So we're going to talk about this. And a lot of times you hear the word prolapsed organs, and that happens when there's not proper support. So when the bottom of the pelvic floor becomes compromised, we can develop what is called prolapsed organs. The organs are out of place and have lost their support, and this creates imbalance and loss of proper function. So you can experience incontinence and pelvic pain, which is common in about 50% of females. Pelvic floor problems can create other related health problems such as lumbar spine, hip, and sciatic pain, as well as bladder weakness, a prolapsed uterus, or a prolapsed bladder. Digestive and even menstrual dysfunction and sexual difficulties can also result. So there are several different types of organ prolapse. Women can experience an anterior vaginal wall muscle to fail, and the bladder falls down. And this is called cystocele. And on the posterior vaginal wall muscle, that can fail, and then the rectum can kind of fall down, and that's called rectocele. So even if a woman has had a hysterectomy, the top of the vagina can fall down post-hysterectomy, and it's called post-hysterectomy vaginal prolapse. So any way you look at this, it is a pelvic system failure. So let's look at the most common. The most common prolapsed organ is the bladder, where it is pushed downward out of its normal position. The muscles, the tendons, the ligaments that are supposed to be holding it and supporting it are not when this happens. So you often hear women who refer, who are after childbearing or who have had a cesarean section, you'll hear them say, well, I had to have my bladder tacked up into place. Okay, because childbearing puts a lot of strain on those tendons, muscles, and things can move around. Let's look at some of the causes. Now, for women, the pelvic floor can be adversely affected by lifestyle, childbearing, age, and hereditary weaknesses. The pelvic floor with its three layers of muscles can become a trap door. Many women often describe how they feel after childbirth as if the bottom fell out. So the pelvic floor muscles do a lot of stretching during pregnancy and delivery and can become weaker with each childbirth. Tendons can even tear. The ligaments are a bit of a safety net when the muscles become weak, but this puts tremendous strain on the ligaments, and they can give out. In about 25% of the women, the condition is created by a chronic tightening of the muscles that can actually lock or become what is called gripped. The pattern of muscle tightening can begin at an early age or even be the result of a trauma such as a fall, an accident, or even sexual abuse. And, you know, we don't really think of our muscles all that much. They're like invisible support, right? We don't notice the muscles holding up our bottom until something goes wrong with them, just like the muscles in your back. These are not muscles you think about controlling. No, you don't think about controlling your back muscles. Your body is going to adjust and maintain the right amount of contraction and tension to hold things in place. And you're not thinking about the muscles that hold your rectum or your anus closed until you feel the pressure of some gas pushing down on them, and then you concentrate on contracting them, right? And the rest of the time, these muscles are kind of on autopilot. So if they become strained or damaged, they can fail to function and fail to support. Now, these pelvic floor issues can be from what is called too weak or too gripped, and occasionally it can be both. There are three layers of pelvic floor, of the pelvic floor, and depending on which muscles and ligaments fail, it's going to determine which organs fall or are prolapsed. So you will need to seek an experienced practitioner, probably in yoga, to show you how to soften and strengthen the pelvic muscles. And who is more at risk? Well, women who smoke are at a greater risk of weakening the pelvic floor muscles and ligaments, creating conditions for prolapse. Women are at a greater risk of having weaker ligaments if they smoke. Other diseases that stress the organs in the pelvic floor can also contribute to weakening these muscles and ligaments. Chronic coughing or working on a job that requires repetitive heavy lifting will also increase the risk. And also being overweight is a given. You want to watch that. There are some books I want to recommend to you because you can do some reading up on this. There are several books that can assist you in your research of what may be going on in your pelvic floor. If you need some strengthening in this area, you may want to check out these books. The book is called The V Book, V as in Victor, by Elizabeth Stewart. Or you can check out The Female Pelvis by Blandine Callis Germain. And lastly, Pelvic Power by Eric Franklin. But if your pelvic floor suffers from gripped muscles too tight, or you may have cystitis or another condition in the pelvic region, you can check out these books. A Headache in the Pelvis by David Wise and Rodney Anderson, or Ending Female Pain by Isa Herrera, and that book really does help with pain and tips on massage. So there are some things you can do to research that. And there are some herbs, but of course, you know, I would layer in some herbs with the proper exercise and training to help strengthen and repair muscles and connective tissues. But you know what? In some cases, I hate to say it, but surgery is the only way to correct a pelvic prolapse in some cases. So, but you can still use herbs and exercises post-surgery to continue to strengthen and heal. The herbs that will help the muscles to and the connective tissues to heal, I would use horsetail, comfrey, lobelia, and oat straw. And you can find these herbs in the calcium formula at Apothecary Herbs. You're also going to find Smoker's Helper if you need a little help with the craving to smoke. You want to stop smoking, in other words. And using all six of the female herbs is going to help strengthen the reproductive and hormonal system. So you can look for the Female Cycle Balancer or the Female Maturity Formula at Apothecary Herbs. You can call now to order, or you can request their free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. And, of course, their website is there, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So check that out. Get empowered, do your homework, do your research before you jump into anything invasive out there, and be well, be well. Before we move into another category or our topic, I want to remind folks that if you're up early this Saturday, the 26th, I will be talking with Ty Bollinger on GCN, Saturday the 26th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Ty is the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. And we have rescheduled him from a previous date. So he's going to be with us. And, of course, you can check out his website, cancertruth.net, and see what Ty is about. But he has an excellent book. I have enjoyed reading it. It does cover the cancer topic pretty thoroughly. So if you're researching cancer options, this book will actually offer you quite a bit of research in just one area, I mean just one book. So instead of, you know, pawing through volumes and volumes of literature, guess what? Ty's done that for you. And his book is excellent. So I encourage you to check that out. Cancertruth.net is his site. And, of course, he'll be with us Saturday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time this Saturday, right before the holiday. And the folks at Apothecary Herbs want me to mention that they do have a Memorial Day special. If you are thinking about herbs and just don't know what you need, give them a call, email them, and you'll receive free ground ship in the United States on orders over $30. So if you're thinking about cleansing or if you've been thinking about this or that, give them a call or email them or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, and you'll receive free ground ship on your orders through Memorial Day. All right, we're gonna talk about bone density tests because a lot of women are worried, even men these days are worried about how their bones are gonna hold out for them, you know, during their golden years and so forth, and then they go for these new drugs to strengthen bones and things, all, you know, being promoted by these celebrities. But you know, it kind of amazes me how much marketing really is involved in the mainstream healthcare. I mean, if it's so great, why do they need to push so hard? There is so much you know, kind of hanging on the bottom line. You know, allopathic medicine will actually sacrifice your longevity just to stay in the black. That's right. Now, while they convince you that they have your best interests at heart, they are actually using scientific half-truths and downright lies to sell you products and services. Now, in the last 10 years or so, there's been this push for treatments regarding osteoporosis. And it is not unlike the push they use for the cholesterol treatments, making pretty much every man, woman, and child a candidate for cholesterol drug therapy. Now, if you've been keeping up with us on some of our shows, we did a show on toxic food. So you can go to the archives either on American Voice Radio or Herb Talk Live on or thepowerherbs.com, and Herb Talk Live's shows are archived there. You want to look for the show of September 10th, 2011. We did a show on toxic food, and it was regarding animal calcium. And because the propaganda that the American public has endured regarding milk and bone health by medical science and the American Dietetic Association and the Department of Agriculture and the government is kind of unbelievable. It is just amazing. So we have 80% to 100% more dairy on our shelves these days, which is accounting for about 40% of our diet, right? People are consuming more dairy than ever, and we're told that our bones still look like Swiss cheese. What's up with that? Well, let's take a look of a moment to examine the science behind the bone density test using to convince patients, especially women, that they need these pharmaceutical drugs to prevent their bones from breaking and turning to dust. So let's check it out. Well, I wanted to bring to your attention a report that's out. There is a reason doctors and scientists wear those lab coats, those white ones. The imagery they project is that they have purity and truth, but dig a little deeper and you're going to find their dirty little petticoat peeking out beneath that lab jacket. So how do doctors scientifically convince you that your bones are a mess and you desperately need to be put on drugs like Foxamax or Boniva for the rest of your life? You know, that's what it is. You're a patient for life. You need them. The test that they typically use is called a bone mineral density, called BMD. So how do they do this test? How is it done? Well, they can use a DXA, a dual X-ray, energy X-ray. They can test you that way to measure the bone mass in the lumbar spine and your hips. Other studies may also include CT scans, quantitative ultrasound, or broadband ultrasound. And many of the studies are still considered experimental. Now, according to a physician and researcher, Dr. John Lee, the science behind this moneymaker was a collaboration between the drug manufacturers, Weath Everest and Merck, and later the medical equipment manufacturers. So in the early 1990s, Weath Everest was making those hormone replacement drugs, Premarin. That debuted in 1942, and Merck was out manufacturing the new drug called Foxamax, and that drug debuted in 2005. So their collaboration was marketed to the media to improve the osteoporosis education of millions of baby boomers. So how do you manipulate things to convince the majority of the aging populace that they have osteoporosis? Well, you make a bone density test, which is easy to do, and it's widely available. You get the insurance companies on board to go ahead and cover the majority of the test costs. You hire the marketing firm who hires the celebrities to promote the drug solution to your bone problem. But do you really have a bone problem? That's the question. You think you do when the measurement scale of the test comes back, but you know what? What if the test has been rigged? When we come back, we're going to explore that. Don't go anywhere.
Baby, yeah. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. And I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad you joined us here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. We're talking about those bone density tests. And do you really need them? Can you trust them? Those are all good questions. It's a really interesting thing. The normal values on the tests are set to make sure that basically nearly every postmenopausal woman taking the test is going to fail it and receive a diagnosis of osteoporosis. This test is so bad that even the premenopausal women tend to get snagged in this net as well. And I want you to beware if you're a petite female, because you will be more of a target, and we're going to cover that in just a little bit. I want to take a closer look, because when you dig for the truth, you're going to find the inconsistencies. Now, these bone mineral density tests will measure mineral density of the bones, and our hormones affect our metabolism and bone health. So women taking the bone mineral density test will fall below the elevated normal levels and are then scared into thinking that they need estrogen hormone replacement drugs and drugs to slow the demineralization of the bones like Premarin and Fosamax. In reality, 99% of the women taking these tests do not have an estrogen deficiency, but rather have what is called estrogen dominance, where they have symptoms of being slightly overweight, sluggish metabolism, PMS symptoms, irregular periods as they approach or exit menopause. Let's talk about the drug side effects, because most of you are aware of the side effects of the Premarin, the hormone replacement drug. Most physicians today don't even prescribe this drug as readily as they used to because of the dramatic increased risk in breast and uterine cancer. Now, I recommend avoiding pharmaceutical drugs as much as possible, kind of like the plague. So the side effects of Fosamax are listed in the physician's desk reference on the druggist printout, and they're all over the internet too. So here are the side effect highlights of your Fosamax for bone density. Nausea, abdominal cramping, flatulence, diarrhea, severe constipation, and dangerous obstructions of the digestive tract, ulceration of the esophagus, skin rash, eye problems, and muscle and joint and bone pain. Oh, isn't that nice? Now, what patients are not told is that this drug has the ability to remain in the body 15 years after you discontinue taking it, because the drug chemicals bind to the protein and become incorporated into the bone itself and prevents the body from removing old, weak bone material to make room for healthy new bone material. So you get where this is going? It gives you osteoporosis. Okay? So long-term use of Fosamax will give you osteoporosis. And the real creepy aspect of this drug, which most people aren't told, is this very serious side effect that will degenerate your bone jaw, basically. It's called osteostenosis of the jaw, or ONJ, or they call it dead jaw. The drug will block the blood flow to the jawbone, which leads to the death and total collapse of the jawbone. This is extremely painful, and the victim suffers from oral infections, loss of teeth, of course, exposed dying bone inside the oral cavity, and any unfortunate soul that was convinced to take this dangerous drug and are diagnosed with dead jaw. Every year there's like 20,000 people. If they can't get a jawbone implant, they just don't have a face, almost. The personal injury lawyers are having a field day with Merck. But don't panic, because if you had a bone mineral density test and your doctor says you have compressed fractures and must have pharmaceutical action right away, don't panic. Take a few days to think about it and do some homework. The problem with the various studies used to determine these bone density tests is that they all have limitations. Every study measures slightly differently bone characteristics, and they all offer different results. So if you intend to compare bone density tests over time, it's best to use the same test. The other thing to consider is that bone density varies depending on the size of the patient's bones and the mineral concentration in the bone. So think about it. a larger patient with bare bones compared to a smaller person, you know, a petite person, right? The energy beam that goes through the larger bone encounters more minerals than it would if it transversed through the smaller person bone in the same density test. Therefore, if the true density measurement were identical in both bones, the reading would show a higher density for the larger person's bone. So what this means is that the normal density for one patient may be high density for another. However, the drug companies don't care about that. They just want you to buy their drugs. So in most cases, if you stick to a healthy diet, you get regular exercise, you get some real calcium from your fruits and vegetables and some of your herbs, you won't need prescriptions. Now, if you'd like a free list of calcium-rich foods you can put into your diet as a prevention plan and improve your bone density the natural way, the way God intended, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send it to you free of charge. That is a toll-free number if you want to call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, you can go to the website. Their website is thepowerherbs.com. You can email them from there if you like. But, you know, it really is truly a great day. It is a great day when you realize that you have the power to change your health situation from a negative to a positive, all by yourself, with God's help, of course, his good foods, his herbs. God has provided us powerful plant nutrition to help balance hormones for proper mineral density in the bone health. It is a whole lot easier and safer to trust God's provision than the scientists that kind of cook things up in a lab. So look into the herbs that help balance hormones for men and women, and also the herbs that have high calcium, magnesium, and boron, but in the right ratio, the kind of ratio the body likes. So call Apothecary Herbs if you want to ask about their female cycle or female maturity formulas or the male hormone formula. Also, you can check out their calcium formula and get some broad-spectrum nutrition if you need a little help with the Body Foundation food mix. So these are all water-soluble and instantly absorbed formulas. And don't forget about the natural mineral nutrition that you can also get in Celtic sea salt, which does not promote hypertension. 84 microminerals, all supposed to be there. God put them there. But if you use table salt, regular table salt, man takes them away. So get the sun-dried salt. It's still in there. Celtic sea salt, if you're looking for any of those products, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have it all there. You can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and, of course, the website thepowerherbs.com. And you will receive free ground ship on orders over $30 through Memorial Day. So if you're thinking about something, this is time to get free ship in the United States. Okay, let's move on to our digestive problem. A lot of people have digestive problems, you know. I get a lot of calls on that. And you've probably seen the ads for that wonderful yogurt, Activia, that's going to solve all your digestive problems, right? Well, this yogurt is touted as a special special yogurt for the digestive tract, special in the fact that it's going to fix you, right? It's going to make things a whole lot smoother, a whole lot easier. You're just going to enjoy life, get some Activia. Well, if you suffer from digestive ills such as diarrhea, bloating, stomach upset, cramps, and constipation, well, the marketing that suggests that Activia is going to correct all that. So does anyone stop and ask what makes this yogurt better than any other? Well, you know, the razzle, the dazzle, the marketing corporate folks, impressive. They got some Latin impressive-sounding name that the public goes, oh, okay, ooh. And the name that they're throwing around, the Dan and Company is using to impress consumers is a pump for pumping up their sales, is Bifidus regularis. They're saying it's or the other one is L. Cassi Immunis. So these are all Latin terms they're using to help with digestive enzymes and also to improve immune system. Well, let's talk about this bacteria, because what the heck is Bifidus regularis and L. Cassi Immunis? Well, they are what they're known as proprietary bacterias, and they are new genetically engineered bacterias. You may be asking, what is wrong with the old bacteria? Well, that's an excellent question. Yogurt used to be made from cultured milk and purified natural cultures from bacteria. Lactobacillus bulgaris and some other bacterias, other common strains of bacteria used in yogurt were also acidophilus. So our society has actually become so kind of brainwashed that creative marketing, they kind of get bored with the old bacterias, the old things, and they want some new things. So the manufacturers are trying to hold up their profit margins. And so, you know, even if it does sacrifice a little of your health down the road, oh well. So these bioengineered culture strains have really no advantage over the old cultures when it comes to digestion, unless you really want to take part of their enhanced flavor. So it looks like the proprietary bacteria's main target are your taste buds rather than your digestive tract. So you have to admit that the marketing team that came up with this campaign for Dannon were actually targeting the eighth grade mentality. Just look at this made-up name that was given to the engineered bacteria, regularis. It suggests digestive regularity. And immunitis, which enhances immune function. So who's fooling who here? Let's look at the digestive tract, because your digestive tract has over 400 good bacteria, which includes your famous acidophilus. No yogurt will be able to balance that many bacteria if your digestive tract gets off balance. So the clinical studies that Dannon and some others were touting that their Bifidus regularis engineered bacteria helps to regulate the digestive system is pretty much nonsense. Let's look at some of the things that influence your digestive tract. So why are the people using Activia? Well, they think it's going to reverse their digestive problems, their stopped up bowel, and they're going to achieve regularity. They're going to reverse all these digestive problems with this one product in about 2 weeks. Well, the other impression advertisers are also giving is that the product contains good bacteria, and the media is calling it probiotic. So the word probiotic means for life, referring to a living organism, which have a health benefit. Probiotics are promoted as being able to adjust the microflora or balance the good bacteria in the intestines or directly affect body functions such as digestion and immune system. Usually the yogurts that contain probiotics will say live and active cultures on the label. Again, no yogurt will have all 400 floras to balance the digestive tract. Think about that. There's a lot of flora there. So let's look through the hype a little bit, because you're going to find many endorsements for the new age bioengineered yogurt. You'll also find, if you look close enough, those who have gone down the razzle-dazzle bioengineered road of yogurt and had pretty much hit a hard U-turn. Here is what one user of Activia said who didn't want to be identified, and if there is one out there, there's probably more who experienced something similar or even worse. This person wrote, warning, yes, I think Activia tastes excellent. I love the vanilla flavor, but some people do not need more intestinal flora. I have a pretty unstable digestive system and thought, wow, this could help me. It will make me go to the bathroom a lot, but it also caused extreme cramping and stomach discomfort. Maybe for your average Joe or Jill, it won't cause any harm, but for me, it caused a lot of pain. I would just caution you if you start feeling cramps to stop taking Activia. I thought it was an adjustment period, so I went the full 2 weeks and things got worse. Like I said, some people with unstable digestive systems may already have too much active flora in their systems, and Activia might be more than you need. End of quote. So what about the testing? Was there any testing? There has been no human trial testing that I'm aware of on the bioengineered yogurt cultures. The public is the test case. The average person may not report adverse reactions to eating this product to the FDA, and I would definitely not give this product to infants or children. There is no way to anticipate what changes are made in the balance of the natural digestive flora when you introduce a laboratory version of bacteria. So please be careful. So let's get back to some natural bacteria. What's wrong with what God put out here? Is there a way to get back to the natural floras in the digestive tract when antibiotics, sulfa drugs, tetracyclines, fluoride, and other chemicals tend to disrupt the balance? Well, yeah. When you use the chemicals mentioned, you're going to kill all but the yeast bacteria, which thrives on alkaline environments and sugar in the digestive system. Now, if you consume acidic foods such as pickled and fermented type foods, you can actually counter a little bit of that alkaline and try to prevent the yeast overgrowth and chronic fatigue syndrome in the bowel. These foods, pickled beets, kimchi, sauerkraut will work. Help to bring back some of that flora and balance things out. Also, you might want to try to avoid the starchy foods, which tend to convert to sugar because sugar feeds the yeast overgrowth. Okay. Also, I caution you on internal use of colloidal silver. Colloidal silver will wipe out all 400 of the intestinal flora, so I would use that sparingly in an emergency if I was doing it internally. What about some additional action? Well, for a healthy digestive tract, you will need to eat some healthy food, of course. Keep foods simple and basic with whole grains, fruit, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. Avoid processed foods, fast foods, and any product with more than 8 ingredients, and you should do okay. Digestive problems can be from a poor diet, stress, pain medications, trauma, and so forth. So, however, it's most often from what we're eating. So to improve bowel and digestive function, you can also layer with some digestive herbs to help soothe and tone, even strengthen the digestive system, and that's very helpful. To soothe, I like to use slippery elm inner bark and marshmallow root, and to cleanse the digestive tract, it helps to balance the flora. You might want to cleanse it twice a year, and you can use some bowel cleansing herbs for that. If you're looking for that bowel cleanse, there's a kit at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make a lot of cleansing formulas. And, you know, those are herbs that are here thousands of years of testing. And instead of trusting bioengineers in the lab for health, why not trust God's herbs for and your common sense and thousands of years of field testing to rectify some of these health dangers out there and correct the diet and exercise, you know, get a balance going. So if you're interested in the organ cleansing, digestive herbs, they're all there on the powerherbs.com website. Of course, you can call and get and their toll-free number and get a free product catalog. It's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Yeah. Okay, we got a few minutes, so I want to touch on the chickenpox virus that tends to come back and get you in other ways if you've had shingles and things like that. But also, herpes is from the same strain because there's a kind of 8 different kinds of herpes viruses. The medical texts referred to herpes virus as just one word. Animals and humans can get the herpes virus. And what these viruses have in common is they have the ability to park themselves on your nervous system without causing symptoms until a stressor activates them. In the United States, we have about 30 million Americans with herpes and approximately 500,000 new cases of genital herpes every year. More women, 1 out of 5, than men, 1 out of 6, get genital herpes and are most prevalent. It's the most prevalent sexually transmitted disease. About 50 to 80% of adults in the U.S. have oral herpes, and it's estimated that 20% of the population has genital herpes or herpes syndrome V2, and 90% have the oral herpes or herpes syndrome V1. So individuals may go years without knowing that they have herpes, and they'll be symptom-free. Then stress brings on the first outbreak, and then the subsequent outbreaks will average 4 or 5 per year. So if one strain of herpes wasn't enough, or two, you know, we have several. We have like 8. Two of the most common are the oral herpes, and the V1 and V2. Oral herpes symptoms are characterized as the cold sores around the mouth and the fingers and the hands. Genital herpes symptoms are characterized as sores on the genitalia, the anus, and sometimes you'll get cold sores as well. Other herpeviruses can create some different types of illnesses, like there is this varicella zoster virus, which is, you know, chickenpox, the herpes zoster shingles. Then you have the Epstein-Barr virus, which is known as mononucleosis. You get fever and swollen glands, sore throat and fatigue, the kissing disease, as they say. Then you have chytomoglobulin virus, which is compromises the immune system. Then you have human herpes virus 6, roseola, causes mono symptoms, as well as gastrointestinal problems, encephalitis, and even pneumonia. Then you have human herpes virus 7. It's an acute respiratory disease and roseola symptoms on top of it. And lastly, human herpes virus 8, also called Kaposi sarcoma herpes of the skin, which can spread to your lungs, stomach, and intestines and compromise the immune system. HIV patients are extreme risks of getting that. So we got some risks. We got 8 strains. The more sex partners you have, the more you can contract these things. Studies show that 80 to 90% of the people infected with genital herpes have not been diagnosed. So it's estimated that every 30 seconds, another person is infected with herpes. Now, if the infection rate continues, about half of the adult U.S. population will be infected. So I know I'm running out of time really quickly here. In a nutshell, let's just wrap it up real quickly. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for a strategic plan against herpes if you have that. If you have the shingles, it is recommended that you use some herbs to calm the nerves, like lobelia, some garlic and valerian root, maybe some St. John's wort. You can use them internally along with echinacea root for immune boosting. And you can also use some of them topically, like garlic juice, to apply to the sores. They'll go away really quickly. So use your super nutrition food, like your Body Foundation food mix, to strengthen the nervous system so you can handle stress better, so you won't have as frequent an outbreak. And you want to cleanse the system. You can check out their organ cleansing packages and a lot of their hormone herbs to help you regulate things. If you tend to have the herpes where you get the cold sores, the tooth and gum formula, you apply that topically, will dry up those sores really quickly and disinfect them. So you got some tools there. Give them a call at 866-229-3663 or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, I'm going to be talking with Ty Bollinger on Saturday the 26th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time on GCN. So hope you can join me there. Of course, you can check out Ty's website, cancertruth.net, but a great book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. So we're going to talk about cancer Saturday with Ty. Hope you can join us, and we look forward to it. And in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day holiday. Be safe out there. Don't drink and drive. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Don't go anywhere, because coming up next is Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Be well.